Hi, this is Kim Loftus, Director of Product Development with Mystic Access. I'm so happy to welcome you to this tutorial, which I titled Browse Happy, Your Guide to Easily and Effectively Navigating the Internet. Introduction. As a blind or visually impaired user, sometimes it can be difficult to find ways to familiarize yourself with a website that seem intuitive to you. This is particularly true if you are relatively new to internet browsing, relatively new to using a screen reader, or are relatively new to vision loss in general. What I hope to do in the course of this tutorial is to provide you with lots of tips, tricks, and recommendations to make the process of browsing the internet an easier, more seamless, and, yes, even more fun experience for you. Before we begin, I just want to give you a little summary of what we're going to cover in the course of this tutorial. You're going to hopefully receive the following from this tutorial. Lots of tips, tricks, and strategies for browsing the internet more thoroughly and more quickly, and having much more fun doing it. As I just said, it can be a stressful proposition to be able to go to a new website and find what you are looking for. And I want to hopefully be able to share tips that will take the headache away from that experience and make that something that you feel is more doable. Websites are often overwhelming as a rule when they have lots of pages, features, components, and lots to offer you. So I want to be able to teach you tips and tricks and strategies that will help you to be able to find what you are seeking on a website more quickly and more easily using a screen reader. What I don't want to happen is for blind users to have to always rely on sighted assistance to be able to find certain things or search for certain things. And what I hope will happen for you as a result of listening to this tutorial is that you will feel much more confident in being able to browse websites yourself. You're also going to learn key commands for JAWS, NVDA, and VoiceOver for Mac when applicable. We're going to talk about a lot of navigation elements in this tutorial. What that basically means is I'm going to teach you various ways that you can navigate successfully on a website to very quickly be able to find information and then to utilize that information in the way that you wish to. HTML has a lot built into it that allows people to do exactly that, and we're going to talk about that. These navigation elements work for both blind and sighted users. And screen readers have built-in functionality that allows you as a blind or visually impaired user to navigate elements and types of elements easily and quickly. So we're going to focus on navigational elements a lot in the course of this tutorial as a really powerful means of finding what you're looking for quickly, easily, and stress-free. I'm also going to show you ways to browse the internet more thoroughly and quickly via iOS, Android, and FireOS. We aren't actually going to do this, but I want to give you some steps toward the end. You know that old saying about being forewarned is being forearmed? Well, this is kind of like that, because when I teach you about these navigational elements using Windows and Mac, what you're going to find is that this knowledge will carry over to iOS, FireOS, and Android as well. And I'm going to show you how you can utilize these tips and tricks you're going to learn here to easily navigate more quickly via iOS, FireOS, and Android as well. So the navigational elements you learn here will carry over to those systems as well. This tutorial will be broken into three parts. Part one is called Mindset Matters. Part two is called Navigating No Problem. And part three is called Putting It All Together. In part one, I'm going to talk to you about some mindset tips and some important things to remember before you really even begin the journey of learning to more successfully navigate and browse the internet. These are really strong foundational tips, I feel, that will help you to experience greater confidence, empowerment, and fun as you browse the internet. They're just important concepts, I think, that will be helpful for you to know, and they certainly helped me as a totally blind user to navigate the internet successfully. And I may share a few antidotes as well along the way in this part to Help you realize that you're not alone out there. You're not the only one who has struggled. I've probably been there. I've been a regular internet user myself for almost 20 years now, and I can definitely understand and empathize with many of the struggles that you may be experiencing yourself. In part two, we're going to learn about the navigational elements that I spoke of before. Some of the ones that we'll be talking about are links, headings, lists, buttons, checkboxes, and many others. And I'm going to show you what these are, how they work, and how you can utilize them to find what you're looking for quickly and easily. In part three, putting it all together, I'm going to show you how you can use all these tips when exploring a website that is new to you. It's particularly important when you begin to browse a brand new website that you've never been to before to have some of these navigational tricks in your pocket. And by the time you finish this tutorial, you're going to have a lot of those. So it's going to be a much easier process to familiarize yourself with a new website. So I'm going to take you through the process and show you some ways that you can make that process easier based on what you've learned in parts one and two. So I hope you enjoy this tutorial. I hope you find it useful. And I wish you happy browsing.